This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run with Lin Chuang and Xiao Ning. 5G has become quite the buzzword recently as the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, the government and telco players are looking to roll it out. And it's even been an issue on the international arena since countries are deciding whether to deal with Huawei or not, as well as and phone makers are looking to chip makers to supply them with 5G chips. However, the telco industry in Malaysia has come under increased pressure following the government's push to improve speeds and lower prices, and mobile operators are facing increased competition within their ranks to maintain customers as well as improve revenue. So to take a look at the industry and its players, Xiao Ning, you will speak to Tan Jae Young, a senior analyst with Hong Leong Investment Bank.
Good morning, Jae Young. What is your outlook on the telco sector?
We have a neutral outlook for a sector, for telco sector this year. Our topics are DG as well as Time.com. DG, we think that it is the highest dividend yielder among the sector. As for Time, we believe that all three pillars of their businesses will continue to grow, especially in the data center. We still expect double-digit growth. Data consumption or demand will continue to increase as well in this region.
But why is it a neutral for the overall sector?
I think different telcos have different fates. For example, Maxis, this year they will see a decline over the top line as U-Mobile contribute lesser to their wholesale. As you all know, U-Mobile will totally terminate their 3G domestic roaming this year. For Axiata, we believe that they are still facing a lot of regulatory hurdles, especially now in Nepal. There are quite a lot of uncertainties over there. As for TM, we think that they will still continue to see some obstacles regarding the MSAP pricing. We would like to observe more and see how things turn out to be before we review our call.
Okay, because Maxis and DG released their results recently, right? And both reported softer numbers with declining average revenue per user. Is this a trend going forward for the whole telco industry?
Yes, seems like it. Quarter one, I think we all do know that quarter one is a seasonal weaker quarter, so some weakness there is somehow expected. For DG, I think going forward after they revamp their prepaid strategy, whereby they will put more focus on data prepaid users as those with longer loyalty, I think they will turn around. Also in the market, we observed that DG has made some inroads in the enterprise segment. Recently, they have won some enterprise contracts, and there are more as based on our channel checks. I think DG will have earned more market share going forward. Comparatively, in the past, they basically don't have anything, don't have a strong footprint in the enterprise market, which mainly dominated by Cellcom and Maxis. As for Maxis, we think that, as mentioned just now, they will somehow see some weakness on the top line as U-Mobile terminate their 3G contract by end of June this year. Of course, there will be a concern whether U-Mobile going forward will terminate their 2G domestic roaming agreement as well. That is a risk.
And since we're on the topic of the mobile phone operators, I mean, when the Pakatan Harapan government came into power in May, one of the first things that happened was that we had double the speed of internet but half the price. But yet, actually, on the mobile operator space, there was no pricing pressure from the government, right? Do you expect that to change? Because in Malaysia, our EBITDA margins for the Malaysian mobile operators are the highest in the region?
At this moment, I do not expect any price regulation on the retail for the mobile players. I mean, it happened on a fixed space because they were basically just duopoly, just two players. So price was very important to bring down the price to have a better entry for the consumer. But for the mobile, we don't think so because the price range is very wide. Even for unlimited packages, it has as low as 30 ringgit. So that's represent a 1 ringgit per day for unlimited service. I think that is kind of affordable. We don't think the government will interfere in that. Or rather, I think government will put more attention in quality as well as coverage.
And since we're talking about the government, the next step in the telco industry, of course, is the 5G, right?
Correct.
How do you think the 5G spectrum will be allocated? Do you think it will be a beauty parade or a auction base? Because we seem to have conflicting messaging. We have MCMC chairman saying that the price will be fair for this spectrum. Mm-hmm. But yet the other day, we had our Minister of Telecommunications, Gobind Singh, saying that the telcos will have to pay for it. So what do you expect?
Okay, first of all, I think 5G spectrum, there will be a lot more 5G spectrum to be announced. This year, there will be a conference called WRC19 will take place towards end of this year. Then more 5G spectrum will be nominated by then and decided. As for Malaysia, I think the 5G spectrum that everyone is eyeing is on the 700, which will only be awarded after the analog switch off, as well as the 3.4 to 3.6 gigahertz spectrum. I think since the previous government changed the way they distribute spectrum to award it with a certain fee, I think that will stay. So I think it will be based on that. 700, there are 8 blocks available. So we think that it will be based on price going forward, based on affordability of the telcos. But yet, we don't think that there will be a bidding war because 8 blocks is enough to go around.
So you think that all the major players will probably end up with a certain block?
Correct. At this moment, I think we will expect, for example, for 700, we expect the big three will have 2 blocks each, and then probably TM and U-Mobile will have 1 block each.
Let's talk about convergence. You know, this is the new buzzword in the telco sector. What does it actually mean? And of all the players, right, who will actually benefit?
Convergence, there are a lot of concept behind it. Initially, of course, we talk about fixed mobile convergence, whereby fixed network and mobile services are combined and bundled together. The more interesting now, a lot of people are also talking about the triple play, whereby media play an important role, also a part of it. I think technology-wise is driving the sector towards that direction, whereby a combination of services will be offered to the market. For example, TM has really such products in the market, whereby they provide mobile internet as well as pay TV. Well, we'll see a lot more collaboration in the market. I think Maxis already with Astro as well. To a certain extent, I think at one point in time we saw DG also offering some of the subscription-based video IP streaming services. So there are some kind of bundling and collaboration in the market. Whether this will further drive consolidation in the market, I think that will probably a longer-term kind of story.
That was Tan Jae Young, a senior analyst with Hong Leong Investment Bank. And it's quite interesting, he has a neutral call on the telco sector as a whole, but his picks for DG, for Yield and Time.com, since they're benefiting from increasing broadband usage, isn't that right?
Yeah, his other message was that he doesn't think that the mobile operators will face any pricing pressure from the government, unlike what the Pakatan Harapan government first did, which was to cut broadband prices, right? Double the speed, half the price. That's driven from the fact that you can find a multitude of packages which start as low as $1 a day. But I think the interesting takeaway is this buzzword, convergence, right? What does it mean actually for the telco operators? Actually, it's very simple. It just means that you, with one operator, you can find or you can buy or you can sign into a multitude of services. So you're talking about internet, you're talking about mobile, and in some cases, you're talking about cable TV.
Yeah, I think the government also has to... they're playing a very tight balancing rope right now because in the past, they sold spectrum, and in the past, certain governments around the world have sold spectrum for many billions of ringgit. Yeah, I think Thailand spent something like 20 billion ringgit on developing 3G. Malaysia spent something like 2 or 3 billion ringgit on 3G. And it's very expensive. I think... recently, the MCMC had talked about how they're not going to try and profit from this whole 5G spectrum allocation. But this also comes at a time when the Malaysian government itself is a bit strapped of cash. As we know, having discussed with Fitch and various other market players, Malaysia does need money. So is this an opportunity to monetize something, one of its most valuable assets, or does it let it go? Do you know what I mean? So there's these countervailing factors.
So stay tuned and we'll be back after this at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.